broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for June the 11th of the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest, I repeat, the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, discussion of all things liberty. We talked about John Legend shows legendary ignorance in call to defund the police. We talked about Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., four times elected former sheriff now. You'd have to, quote, loathe black people to defund the police. We're going to burn the United States and call for huge policy changes from an anomaly. Wow. Art Moore, worldnetdaily.com, with that incredible article written in conjunction with David A. Clark Jr. Most violence in the American ghettos, says David Clark Jr., involves blacks killing other blacks. America's sheriff, that's Sheriff Clark, contends that racial black leaders such as Al Sharpton and others are largely ignoring the devastating impact, ladies and gentlemen, of the $22 trillion spent by government on welfare and poverty programs after the last several decades. They say over the past 50 years that have had the effect of creating fatherless homes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. With 75% of blacks born out of wedlock now, you got to have father at home, says the good sheriff. Now, believe it or not, our buddy Sean Bergen said the same thing. He used to be an incredible, New York City reporter on TV, Sean Bergen. But then he said, hey, we need to have fathers in these homes, and they flat out fired him. Yeah, Charlie Daniels speaks out about this. God's in control, Charlie Daniels rock star says. But owning a 12-gauge doesn't hurt. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts, says Charlie Daniels. Amen to that reality check. The White House, quote, defund the police and watch crime return. Sad but true. Candace Owens, she's a black, well-known talk show host and commentator, and she leads the Blexit organization. That's blacks exiting the Democratic Party and exiting the liberal establishment, if you will. Candace Owens, quote, I do not support George Floyd and the media depiction of him as a martyr. Reality show, cameras roll as police chase turns fatal. USA Today, we highlighted that story with Larry Pratt in detail. Guy's name is Javier Ambler, I guess. He was driving home from a friendly poker game in the early hours of the morning. Anyway, he lost his life. But he ran for the cops, took him on a high-speed chase. Seemed like he might be reaching for some kind of a weapon. It all went off the rails, folks, and they're blaming it all on the cops. But I submit that the mainstream press isn't telling you the whole story on that one. We talked about Chris Cuomo gets lesson on the U.S. Constitution. He asks, where does it say protesters have to be peaceful? Well, first, Chris, it doesn't talk about protesters. It talks about we the people. And we have the right to peacefully assemble, my friend. Ignorance by those who take the oath of office is one of the great problems we sadly face today. Is Sam just a redneck derelict? We had to ask that question. Washington Post does its own Dewey defeats Truman, if you will. It's a headline, and then they get humiliated by President Donald Trump. That's an interesting twist. Check it out, libertyroundtable.com. Listen to the archives for the details there. Washington Post, or no, we already covered that one. World Health Organization officials said that it's rare for infected people without symptoms to spread the coronavirus, according to CNBC. Well, then they turned about face and they did a quote walk back, who now says asymptomatic spread may account up to 40% of COVID-19 transmission. But I look at the up to 40% and say, somebody's playing fast and loose with the facts. Now they're trying to explain it away. Who stands where? What do we really know? What's the truth? Who's peddling fake news? Who's lying to us? Anyway, the University of Utah researchers developed what they call this fast-acting insulin based on sea snail venom. Kind of an interesting story. Anyway, we thought we'd tell you about that. I guess a professor got canned for having an opinion. Yeah, you can't have an opinion anymore, even if it's a factual opinion. Professor canned for opinion that biological sex is a real thing. Universities are not to be ran by those who hold only approved ideas, I guess, right? How is that? But, you know, the professor believes that asex, male, female, is a real thing. Biologically and scientifically and otherwise. Can't even have that viewer. You're fired, buddy. Man arrives at protest with a trailer full of bees. In case riots break out, don't you know? The cops asked him to leave, but he says, hey, this could be a peaceful solution. Bee stings are a whole lot less deadly than rubber bullets and everything else. And, hey, when the bees unleash, folks will be fleeing for safety. And he's right. What an incredible, brilliant idea. Only Americans can come up with that stuff, folks. Brilliant, brilliant. But, of course, the cops didn't go for it. The cops should have said, well, we don't need it now. Why don't you have a good time at the rally here? And as long as it stays peaceful, we're cool. If we need you, buddy, we'll get a hold of you. Anyway, they didn't do that, but I wish they would have. Again, we need to think outside the box, folks. Strangers worked together to lift a van off woman after crash. Great news. Saving lives. Don't you dig it? We ought to have copycats of that all over the country. I don't know how to talk about this story, but it's a World Health Organization, WHO sex ed program. It's for kids under 4. And they talk about homosexuality, pornography, masturbation with others. Child rape crimes are being inadvertently funded by who? Sadly, we the taxpayers, folks. I don't even know how to cover that story. Anyway, one viral tweet wants to know the best advice people receive in 4 words or less. The best advice I got was only drink cold beer. 4 words. That's what David Hookstead, sports writer, said. What a sad tale when that's all you can come up with, huh? I didn't do 4 words because I couldn't come up with just 4 words. But I did come up with 25 words that I would use. If that's all I were permitted to write, what would I say? Okay, this comes from a story that I heard about a war veteran who was behind enemy lines as a POW, and he wanted to let his family know he was alive, and he was given 25 words. What would he write? Here's what I would write if I had my 25 words. I would write, keep the commandments, 3 words. Remember Jesus, I'm up to 5 words. Forgive completely, 7 words. Pray always, 9 words. Follow the Spirit, now I'm at 12 words. Repent daily, I'm at 14 words. Serve willingly, I'm at 16. Say thank you. Love others. Return with honor. Smile. Those are the words that I would use. But I kind of like the idea of using words to describe what you would do for your loved ones. And if people were to let you know you were alive, not just 4 words of the best advice. The best advice I can give somebody is this. Be truly converted to God. Now, that's 5 words, right? But if I had to do it in 3 words, I'd say, turn to Christ. Or come follow me. Using the words Christ supplied. I can do it in 3 words. I don't even need 4. Follow Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's a recap. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. President Donald Trump stated that his administration will not even consider renaming the military bases. They say they're named after Confederate generals and they want them changed. They want to get rid of it. He says, not even. There's too much of a legacy, too much of American history there, and we're simply not even willing to consider it. In fact, White House Press Secretary, how do you say her name? Is it Kayla or Kaylee? McEnany?
Kaylee McEnany.
Kaylee, yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Kaylee McEnany, she turned the Wednesday press conference about this and the question, hey, can we rename these, about renaming the military bases named after Confederate generals, into a criticism of what she's calling cancel culture. And I think she's really spot on, nailed this one big time. Look, are we going to celebrate our culture? Are we going to look at history as a real, live, hey, we don't make it up, it just that's how it is factually? Or are we simply going to remake history? And so Trump and Ms. McEnany saying, look, we're not going to get involved in the cancel culture. We're just not doing it. I couldn't commend them more, Kurt.
Amen.
I pray they stick to their guns, though. In other words, I hope they don't reverse course or wimp out. I hope they stand tall for the sacred cause of liberty, for true, honest history. And we need more of them. Good for both of them. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Rust, Rust Quinning Gift with us. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you much. Glad to be with you guys.
Man, there's so much to discuss, so little time, sir. Literally, they're destroying everything we hold dear. They're literally gutting history. They're literally involved in a cancel culture scenario. They want to yank down all the statues and stuff like this. The monuments to many Confederate people, but some of them aren't even Confederate. Some of them are like Christopher Columbus. They really want to destroy everything that speaks of conservative viewpoints, of founding fathers, of the South, and really ultimately what they're after, ladies and gentlemen. Write this down, because I've been telling you this for years and people don't really take me seriously enough, but trust you, me, in the future they will. The real goal here is to attack Christ and anybody who supports Christ. And they're on their way to this. So President Donald Trump stated that his administration will not rename these bases and things like that that are named after Confederate generals and everything else. He doesn't want to get involved in the cancel culture. According to his press secretary, McEnany, they're both spot on as could be, but they're literally trying to remake history, and their real eventual goal, Brian Rust, is to go after the Christians, sir. That's where they're headed. Write it down.
Yeah, you're right, and that's really sad. I mean, we're already seeing major effects in schools and communities where they've just taken God out of everything, and look where we're at. I mean, we can look at our country. I mean, we can continue to do what we're doing in this country, and then we're allowing them to, the youth or millennial, you know, these younger generations, because of what they feel their agenda is. Like, what are we going to next? The earth is flat? Is that kind of, we're heading to those kind of things? Back to that kind of mentality?
I pray the answer's no, but I predict the answer's yes. Let me give you an example to make the point. There are things happening all over the country so fast it'll make your head spin. But lawmakers in Mississippi have begun drafting legislation now to remove the Confederate battle emblem that's embossed on their state flag, according to Mississippi Today. So they're literally going to redo the whole state's flag, if you will. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Who are these lawmakers? I mean, do they serve the people, or do they serve a minority who's out there reckless abandon?
Kurt, you want to answer that one?
Well, it's a very vocal minority, and it's they're not just vocal. They break windows and burn cop cars, and you know, they'll follow police home, they'll follow legislators home, they'll do things like that, and you know, in my opinion, they're lawless. They're breaking the laws, and yet in some municipalities, especially the ones that are headed by these liberal entities, they basically say, well, let them, you know, let off some steam, which basically means let them break the laws and do whatever they want. It's just out of control.
All right, now listen to this. NASCAR bans display of Confederate flag at all events and properties. The stars and bars are gone. You want to respond to that one, Brian?
There you go. It's another get rid of that flag. They can't have anything, any kind of a show of that element, or they lose revenue, right? I guess it's sponsors pull out, and everyone becomes a little bit afraid of their, again, that minority or reckless, I guess. I thought some of those car guys were kind of reckless, which was kind of wild out there, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, they're going to also make it where it's a 25 mile per hour speed limit. It's you know, that way you know, I mean, you got to wear your seat belts and you got to have your all that stuff, and we
only
don't want
one
anybody
person in the
hurt
for distancing. And,
that's right. And you know, they'll be like, you go around, then I'll let the next guy go around. I mean, we gotta have some protection,
unlike space
safety, and you know how they're worried about lives and stuff. We'll kill babies, but we're gonna do that kind of stuff just
right.
Fine.
Does it give the police a job on the track? So now, if a police officer come in and pull you over if you're going 35 instead of 25. Yeah.
Good point.
You know, the ultimate irony in this is they said before, if I were to go into society without lockdown, without masks, without, you know, all this, then I would basically be killing everybody. I mean, they literally kind of said that stuff. And now they're literally rioting together without masks. Cops are running around armed to the teeth as military cops. They don't have any masks on. You got some people with masks on, many without. Okay, it's just going around and around and around. And now anchors on NBC and ABC are blaming the outbreak and spikes in the coronavirus on states reopening, largely ignoring the protests going on as well. So literally they told me that I'd kill everybody if I went out and ate like a hamburger, or if I got in line at the bank or something like that, or went to the store.
Or if you went to church.
I was just going to kill everybody. If I went to church especially. But then literally I can go out and riot, and then if people die because of that, well, it's because you opened up too quickly, Brian. That's what's going on. Never mind that I destroyed your store and you can't open up at all anymore.
Well, that's it. They're just talking out of both sides of their face. They don't know what they're saying, and then they get caught in their own traps of, okay, we should have done that, but, well, we're going to allow them to do this. It's absolutely ridiculous. And anytime we get some kind of a foothold into moving forward and accomplishing or getting, businesses back on track, they kind of shut us right back down. Oh, we have an X amount of viruses coming back in. We're going to have to pull the plug on them again. So that's some kind of rule.
Now, check this out. Even Dr. Deborah Brooks with the administration, or Deborah Burks, I should say, she warned states to make sure they have enough testing facilities. Okay? Because here's what happened. I guess the coronavirus testing sites, a significant number of them were destroyed during the protests. So the protesters literally destroyed coronavirus testing sites, and now Deborah Burks is going, hey, states, make sure you have enough of them, because we'll be in trouble if you don't. And these rioters, these thugs, these ne'er-do-wells, these criminals literally destroyed the coronavirus testing sites, and now people can't get tested. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, that makes perfect sense, Sam. I mean, the thing is, when you're protesting and you're a little upset about something, you just have, if you're in Minneapolis and St. Louis and whatever, the big cities, New York, L.A., it's game on. I mean, if you want to throw a tantrum and bust up something and start things on fire, I mean, it's your patriotic duty. Don't you know?
Hey, man, this is insanity.
So will they create a new flag for those? Instead of, we can't use the
Black Lives Matter flag.
Right, I'm sending Kurt a photo.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And all this getting rid of old things, historic things that we've had in the past. I don't hear anybody talking about getting rid of the Federal Reserve or the income tax. I mean, those things,
Kurt,
have been around for 100 plus years.
How dare you do this, Kurt? I was about to go there, and I'm sending you a photo that was going to start this conversation, and Kurt wisely went there so fast because he knows the truth.
He does.
Grab your email, Kurt, really quick. I want Kurt to start out this conversation with a headline that really helps the point. Kurt's right as rain, ladies and gentlemen, as always. All right. But I sent Kurt a photo. I've talked about this on the radio, and a lot of people have been critical of me. They're like, Sam, you keep saying this photo exists, and I need a copy. And I went the other day and made took another photo.
Yeah, I see it.
And I gave it. And Kurt, give Brian the headline there.
Well, the headline says, cause of death, -IRS. Now, it's basically, you're looking at a headstone, it's just it's an old one. It's been around for a while, it looks like to me. Somebody died in, I think it's 2004. I'm, not sure here. But it says on the headstone, cause of death, IRS.
Now, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real headstone. Right by my father's grave. And when I sit down on the bench and, pay tribute to my father and think about his life and his example to me and how grateful I was for him and stuff like that when I go there on occasion. And what brought this up is Memorial Day, right? Anyway, and I went there, and every time I see this cause of death IRS grave right by my dad's, and I think, amen, no doubt about it. So I got a question. Am I allowed to ask questions or not really? But anyway, here's my question. If we're going to riot over George Floyd... One man. Yep. We're going to riot and say there's a massive history that needs to come forth here, ladies and gentlemen. Then if this guy's cause of death IRS gravestone, I mean, if we need to riot in the streets and bring up this idea that, hey, there's a massive history behind this one, isn't there, Kurt? Probably even more so than George. Because this affects black and white, and, well, it affects bond. It doesn't affect free because everybody's in bondage to the IRS, right? Talk about it.
Yeah.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Fed chair speaks about the impacts of COVID-19 on the U.S. economy.
The extent of the downturn and the pace of recovery remain extraordinarily uncertain and will depend in large part on our success in containing the virus.
Chairman Jerome Powell saying a full recovery won't be likely to happen until people are confident in returning to most normal activities.
A full recovery is unlikely to occur until people are confident that it is safe to re-engage in a broad range of activities.
It looks like the Republican National Convention will be much different than planned in Charlotte, North Carolina. Reports are the Republican National Committee has voted to keep the convention's business portion in the Queen City, but the president's nomination speech is most likely to move elsewhere. Rumors are swirling it's likely to move to Jacksonville, Florida, as an alternative site. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. You know, he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The White House is playing down concerns about coronavirus spikes in over a dozen states since Memorial Day. During a briefing yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said there are no plans to call for a slowing of state reopenings. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a resolution against defunding police departments. The Republican resolution calls for justice for George Floyd, but also puts the Senate on record as being against defunding police departments. Schumer says the resolution is just rhetoric and that Americans want to, quote, see real action in response to George Floyd's death. Another police reality show is being pulled off the air. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after cops got pulled. The network says there's no path forward for the hit shows the way it is now amid all the protests about police brutality. And this is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, before we continue with our commentary, let's get an Honest Money Report. Quick update from Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. Where's gold right now, sir?
Gold is $1,730.
Even?
Yep.
$1,730.00, ladies and gentlemen. That's up quite a bit, right?
That's up, yeah, about 12 bucks from last week.
All right. What about silver, sir?
Silver $1,792.
That's up too, huh?
Yeah, that's up a little as well. Yeah, projections are that we're pushing, surpass 1,800 and hit 2,000 here in the next little bit in gold. They're talking, and silver to push up over 20.
All right, Kurt wants to know these other metals, his favorite metals. He's hoarding this. What's that stuff called?
The rhodium.
Rhodium. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's rhodium?
Kurt's on the rhodium, man.
Sorry.
It's okay. palladium, rhodium. When people ask me,
silver and Kurt's up with rhodium stuff.
1982. So we have 1982 is what palladium is. So.
That was a good year. You get these people that come and want to buy honey, and they say, "Do you take card?" And I tell them, yeah, we take card, Venmo, silver, gold, platinum, rhodium,
Did you dip your toe in the crypto with that too, Kurt?
No, I didn't ever say that.
Oh, come on, you got to throw out the crypto, bro.
No,
rhodium's $8,700.
Whoa, did you hear that, Kurt?
Rhodium's $8,700.
See, Kurt's got a keg or two of rhodium.
I'm going to have to. I got to bake a bunch of rhodium. Yeah, for sure.
You'll have to deliver a lot of honey for $8,700, right?
That's... All right. Anyway, that headstone, cause of death, IRS, though. I'm just saying, if we're going to riot over somebody with a history, the Black Lives Matter people, does George
And, you know,
hold on, this George guy, what's his name?
George Floyd. But, you know, Sam, on this headstone, the cause of death IRS thing is below the lady's side. The husband's side, you know, he died in 1986. He was born in 1898, so he was 88. But then she died in 2004.
Yeah, I understand. And I don't know who, Kurt. Right? You'd have to call the family and find out.
They put that thing right under the lady's side. And I just thought, oh, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, and I don't know if that means the family had the debate before they put it on the stone later. And I don't know if it was him or her. I mean, I don't know that. I know you're saying that you can assume that because it's on the lady's side that the lady's the cause of death, IRS.
I'd like to know the story.
Well, Kurt, you can call him and bug the family if you want to. I choose to leave the dead alone.
Mary Margaret Woods.
Hey, Kurt, you don't want to read people's names on the radio.
Oh,
pretty soon you get 1,000 calls to this poor lady. Hey, your dead husband died from the IRS, huh? Pretty soon the news people are harassing her. And, I mean, come on, Kurt.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to. That's why I haven't put this up on the web for everybody to see. I wanted to send a couple of witnesses for validation to my point here. But I didn't expect you to just expose the family to Antifa. I mean, come on, Kurt.
Go, Antifa.
Yep. Kurt loves Antifa, I guess. I'm off him, folks.
Won't there be a lot more coming with that same gravestone?
Yeah.
IRS,
I mean,
there's probably a lot of people that could probably say that.
Well, and the history of the IRS and the abuse of the IRS is so incredible. I mean, you think that putting your, you know, knee on somebody's neck is bad. The IRS has done way worse than that, with military government gun backing and everything else. They've literally destroyed bank accounts and destroyed jobs and literally killed people and busted people's doors down. It makes the police in the black scenario look tame. You want to know why? Because there's not a single immune person to the IRS. Except for the swamp, I guess.
That's the real COVID, isn't it?
Amen to that. Wow. Anyway, so we got to be careful, Kurt. We can't expose this poor family. Now, if you want to call them and harass them and talk to them, you're more than welcome to. But I'm going to leave the dead alone. I'm just telling you right now that on a gravestone, they're saying cause of death, IRS. Who died from the IRS? The husband or the wife? Or, you know, I don't know. I'm just telling you that that exists. And every time I'm reminded of my father and his wonderful life, I'm reminded of these poor people that got abused so bad by the IRS that somebody said, that's got to be on the gravestone for crying out loud. Boom. So they put it there. And, you know, for me, that's enough of the story to make the point. And I, you know, I don't know about these people. I don't know them. If I had a way to contact them and I knew they were open to the discussion and stuff like that, then I'd be perfectly willing to follow up on it. I just don't want to bother people that, you know, their families passed away. And before you know it, you'll get a hold of a brother that's like, I think they were wrong about the IRS. The IRS is wonderful. Please raise my taxes and provide me more services. And, you know, you'll run into that stuff too. So, I don't know. I'm just saying it's a very, very strange deal. Now, did you hear about the Minnesota State Patrol folks? You think it's getting radical on the protesters or the, you know, anarchists or the, you know, criminals side? Well, the cops have turned into criminals, Brian. I want to get your take on this. Headline says this: the Minnesota State Patrol now acknowledges video that has come out now showing officers slashing protesters' tires on May 30th. But of course, they defended the tactic. That's according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune. They defended the tactic saying, hey, man, these people were just getting too crazy. They were driving too fast and everything else and getting away after they, you know, caused crimes and everything else. And we got to stop. So the cops just went around and started slashing everybody's tires, man. They got busted. I mean, I don't even know who the good guys and the bad guys are anymore, sir. I don't know what the heck's going on. But you can't assume I'm going to drive too fast and preempt a crime and just slash my tires and destroy private property, my vehicle.
The bad guys used to wear masks.
They still do, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Even Kurt wears one, man. Don't you got your Lone Ranger mask on?
I don't have it on right now, but I do have a Zorro mask and a Lone Ranger mask.
You got to get that on there, buddy. Start wearing that mask now.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's insanity, man. And now, I don't know if you guys know who Greg Glassman is. Do you know who that guy is, Kurt?
Seems like I read that.
All right, you got to get out and start exercising, buddy. Come on. Do you know who it is, Brian?
That doesn't ring a bell.
Greg Glassman. Well, he officially resigned, so who he used to be isn't who he is today. I'll tell you that right now. But Greg Glassman, He resigned on Tuesday as the CEO of CrossFit. Why? Well, he faced criticism that his comments were racist. Yeah.
That's right. He didn't kneel probably before that.
Now, do you know the story about this, Kurt?
Black Lives Matter. Seemed like I read something about this, but I just
this thought, made, oh, the guy made some comments. He said, "Hey, I'm not really, you know, in turmoil about George Floyd. I'm not really, you know, in mourning about him and stuff like that." Anyway, he went off and tied it to this, you know, coronavirus and kind of suggested that it's all a big old scandal. And anyway, his comments were so egregious, he's not even the CEO anymore. He's gone. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the comments that the guy that owned Papa John's Pizza said. You know, he made a comment that wasn't quite perfect either, and he's gone. And so what you're seeing is the great replacing of CEOs all over the country. The white racist CEO will be replaced by the black, humble CEO. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against black CEOs. What, you know, Godfather's Pizza had a black CEO for a long time. Pretty good guy, in my opinion, and pretty, you know, knowledgeable and everything else. I'm not downing black people. But what I'm saying is this idea that to right societal wrongs, we're going to go ahead and just fire a white CEO and put a black one in to fix it as a course of general action because you made a comment that some deem racist. I don't think the guy's saying, I'm not really for George Floyd, and I'm not really mourning over this and stuff like that. In other words, he's just saying, I think the guy got what he deserved. Now, I don't agree with that. Because I think that what George Floyd deserved was a fair trial, a jury of his peers, a speedy trial, and true, transparent due process of law is what I think George Floyd deserved. And I also think the cops deserve the same thing that are involved in this scandal. Nevertheless, when it comes to George, if I say that, they say I'm crazy and a racist. When it comes to the cops, nobody wants to give them the benefit of the doubt or the proper, juris reality either. Okay? But the only reason I bring this up is there's a lady speaking out about systemic racism. Kurt, you got this one?
Well, you're talking about...
Star Parker.
Is this Star Parker? Yep. Okay, good. That's what I was thinking. And Star Parker is a black lady, Sam.
Yes,
and
she is.
Very impressive, if you ask me. And the headline from her reads, Personal Responsibility. The only, that's what the section is, I guess, personal responsibility, imagine that. The only systemic racism, she says, is due to big government liberals. Subheadline, Star Parker, if blacks are a victim of anything, it's pervading moral relativism.
Yeah, and I agree with this. We're losing our morals. But the point is, so this CEO, this white guy, you know, kind of expresses this idea that, hey, you know what? I'm not really feeling sorry for George. I don't agree. I think due process, George should have got due process. He's been wronged. I agree. At the same time, I don't know the whole story. And at the same time, I want a jury of peers and transparency. But yet they're willing to barbecue this CEO. Greg Glassman already resigned.
Speech?
And he's out. And then I look at Star Parker, and I think she's the only one with a reasonable head in this situation. Wow. All right, I got an economic story for Brian related to honest money here. Ready, Brian? I'll give you the headline, then you can respond after the pause. Here it is. More than 25,000 stores could close this year, says USA Today.
Do we reflect about our future? And where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, Honest Money Report. Brian Rush, RushCreditGift.com. 25,000 stores may be permanently closing this year, according to USA Today, Brian.
Yeah, I think it's probably closer to 100,000.
Oh, boy. I sure hope you're wrong. But you know what? I see the writing on the wall, though. I mean, they literally have the, and they blame it on the coronavirus. They say the coronavirus shut everybody down. No, no, no. Let's be clear. The government shut everybody down, sir. Let's not act like the coronavirus did it.
Well, you know, I read an article by Michael Snyder, who is the economic collapse blog that he put out, and he's saying more like 100,000 businesses with the virus and looters who've gutted and broken down businesses. I mean, a lot of those jobs are lost forever, and that's one of the reasons we kind of preach. And also my faith, we preach the fact of be prepared. You know, if we're prepared, we shall not fear. And I think that's what we've been saying for quite a long time, that you might need to fall on that. And there's plenty that could fall on that now if they have put away a little.
Kurt, what do you say?
Well,
saying 25,000. Brian's saying closer to 100,000 stores, sir.
Well, you look at 40 million people out of a job, and it's true that some of them are coming back, I think, now. Let's just talk about those big cities that just are having, all this havoc and stuff like that. We've seen lately, if I'm in a big city and I got some, bunch of hoodlums that just bust things up and burn down my place, I'm not going to open that thing up again. I'm going to do some social distancing from that city, man. I'm going to head to, freer, safer climes.
I knew Kurt believed in social distancing after all.
Yeah.
Well, and, one factor, too, is if you're a patron or a person that goes usually to these businesses and they're protesting down there marching, are you going to want to drive down through the middle of that and try to park your car by there or go into that business? You're probably not. So not only if they, your looters and those that are protesting are affecting these businesses too. Maybe they're open, but no one's going to go,
Well, and that's the
problem.
Well,
that'll give them all that more time to themselves, They can,
that's the problem. They've created too many scared people to where people don't know the truth. They don't know. People want to be responsible, and people do care, right? But the problem is people don't know the truth and what's safe to do, what's not safe to do. They don't know what the real guidelines should be. They're told so much propaganda by so many different people, so many differing opinions, to where you can't even really function.
Right.
All right.
Well, it's a man of chaos. Yep.
All right, while they're closing the stores and while stores are being destroyed completely, that ought to add to the number. Walter E. Williams is speaking out, huh, Kurt?
Well, and he's another, good source for this whole thing. It's, he'd be a great black man to consider in these conversations, but, he never gets brought up because, he's got a lot of, common sense, but he writes what's called a minority view, and he says, are blacks' plight due to bad cops come or democratic leaders? Walter E. Williams shares ugly reality in big cities run by liberal African Americans. So, you know, it's not going to be Al Sharpton-esque, you know, here, right?
Brian?
Go. That's exactly right. I mean, you know, a lot of education is a huge factor, and we know that, you know, in these areas, you know, in Chicago and other places, it's just lack of education. And I think a lot of those that are educated, those that are speaking out are saying, you know, saying the same thing. You know, there's a lot more issues that go along. And if we were educated and these kids could, you know, have parents or, you know, father figure in there that was educated, I mean, they kind of bite their way out of those bad areas and so on. They become, you know, helpful people in the community and bless the lives of those around them. But I think education goes a long way, and right now our government doesn't help that issue. They just want to give you some handouts, and it's not a good scenario.
Well, they spend like $14,000 a kid, and then they've got areas like in Baltimore where you don't even have a single one of them get proficient in math, you know.
I don't know why you need to be proficient in math. I mean, it doesn't take proficiency in math to riot and destroy things, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Well, if you add up dollar bills, you got to be able to count your money.
You know what I think is comical about this? The blacks are destroying all these different things. So let's just say they destroy the liquor store down the road. Then they complain that because we have white privilege, we can get alcohol in our communities.
Right.
I'm just like, what? And they, you know, they destroy the gas station. Then they're like, man, we can't get gas around here. It's horrible. We can't get to work.
The lady there in, where was it, Minneapolis, I think it was one of the, it might have been Chicago, but anyway, one of the, you know, concerns she had was that, man, we're going to lose Walmart and CVS, you know, because everybody busted the windows. And I'm like, duh, you know, I mean, hey, yeah, you're going to lose them.
All right, we got interesting but sad news here, Kurt. I don't know how to respond to this exactly. All right, but I want to give you this headline and see what you think. So the Daily Caller has been a staple of conservative news for quite some time. And the Daily Caller was founded by Tucker Carlson, you know, the Fox guy. Neil Patel was his old roommate, and the two founded the Daily Caller together, I think back in 2010 or 2008, something like that. I think 2010. Anyway, it's been a great staple, but now the headline says this. Tucker Carlson has sold his stake in the Daily Caller. It's now under the control of his co-founder, Neil Patel. And I don't know if Neil will run it, you know, the same way that, you know, Tucker and others are, you know, I don't know if the news will change, but I know this. Whenever one of the founders who has a mission gets out, for however way they get out, whether they sell out, whether they die, you know, like Breitbart just died, you know. Of course, they say it was all natural, but I find it very weird. Whenever the principal gets out of something, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't stay true to its mission. Kurt, do you want to respond to this one first?
Yeah. When I hear a story like this, you think of how the NEA started, you know, the National Education Association. When it started, I mean, there was no way that they would promote abortion and all that kind of stuff like they do now, and yet, man, they morphed into something they never thought of. And I suppose it might happen that way. I don't know about the other guy, Tucker Carlson. I was, you know, kind of wondering how much gold or silver he got for his stake. But they say he sold it. Doesn't see how much. And I don't know that much about this Neil Patel guy. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know much about them at all, but both of them are doing quite well, I assume. And, you know, I hope it relates or, you know, stays true to its mission with, quote, the new control, if you will. Brian, do you want to respond to this one? Last thing I want to see is less good guys in the news. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it seems like, you get less good guys because they're bought out by bad guys, maybe, or other money that influxes come in, and that money drives the evil there you know, I don't know. Maybe that's the case where somebody came in, paid him nicely, and then they changed their agenda based on someone else influxing money.
That happens lots of times. They say Tucker Carlson had a third of it. They owned a third of it, but that he's going to be focusing on his Fox News work. I can't.
Well, Fox
see
News
much
will be jettisoning Tucker
about...
pretty quick, probably. You know, yeah. he's eclipsed Sean Hannity now. You heard that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kurt. The more real news you peddle, the greater your audience share usually is, my friend. And Tucker Carlson,
so
believe it or not,
the
mainstream, he's probably one of the most truthful news guys out there. So they'll dump him soon. It'll be over something. Right?
Right.
Either he wants to talk about God or something like that, so they shut him down, or maybe he's involved with women that he ought not be. I mean, I don't know. It'll be either side of the spectrum. They don't care which.
He said, I wasn't helping in any way because I've got an hour to do every night. He said,
imagine
that was a decision.
Doing an hour of TV every night. Ooh.
And well,
dude,
you got
to get some makeup going on.
Hair
you gotta,
stuff,
yeah,
you
buddy.
Know?
I'm telling you right now. That's why we do radio, not that, you know. Them guys like me can actually appear. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
if it was point. TV, they wouldn't be letting me appear for very long, Brian.
Yeah, you'd have to be behind some screen.
Yeah, they'd have to do a white screen and just paint in one of the founding fathers, you know what I mean? I'd be like Samuel Adams or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I go into these banks now, and they've got these white screens, you know, and you kind of clear glass things. I wonder if somebody will come along and, hey, you can't just put the white. You got to have a black kind of. Clip.
Oh yeah, Black Lives Matter.
Because they're all white plastic screens in front of the teller windows, or all these. Yeah, maybe I can use some black. I don't know.
So I got a question for you, gentlemen, to round out this segment.
Sticker
are you ready?
On there.
So you know how you can change genders, no problem.
Well, no, I don't. But that's what
say. We're societally speaking here, right? Of course we don't.
Yeah, we're gonna.
We reject this deceptive, dishonest, immoral, satanic notion straight up. Okay. I agree, Kurt. Yeah. But in society, you can change your gender, no problem. Can you change your age? Can I just say, you know what, I'm a young man right now. I'm a minor. Or can I just be like,
well,
hey, I'm a senior citizen.
Well, you should be able
citizen,
to
man.
Identify as one.
That's correct. I've decided this. If I decide that, since I'm a white guy, if I decide that I want to be a black guy today, I want to identify as black, then will my life matter, Brian?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good question.
See, because my life doesn't really matter now. If I say white lives matter, then I'm just the enemy of all good
That's
and righteous
right.
and, you know. But if I say, you know what, I want to identify as black because I want my life to matter. Can I do that?
Good point.
Because, man, I want my life to matter so bad. I mean, I feel disenfranchised that my life doesn't
matter.
I want
all those little black babies that are killed lives to matter, Sam. But, there's no talk about stopping Planned Parenthood from their killings,
I hear that.
You'd probably have to go to some school to make your life matter in the black, if you want.
Well,
to
and you'd have to kneel and offer up a bunch of money, Sam,
to make my life matter.
Well, to the Democrats, at least.
Wow.
And, I mean, if you
the
could,
things I have
it's
to
sort
do.
Of like getting out of.
really, but I want my life
purgatory
to matter. I'm just trying to think, how can I make it matter? If I become a female black lesbian, if I just identify all three of those,
now
then
you're
my life
closer.
Will really, really, really matter.
Transgender maybe would going to give you a leg up, if you will.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I say this in a way, in a joke, a little bit, although it's not a joke at all. I'm really demonstrating the absurd by being absurd, and I'm trying to highlight this important point, folks, that all lives matter. Now, did you hear that a person literally got fired for saying all lives matter?
They got fired. They put fire on them in some cases. Is that what you mean?
Well, both.
You're right, though, Sam. Shoot. Matter. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe all lives matter. Okay? All of God's children matter. I don't care if they're young or old, black, white. I don't even care if they choose to be gay or lesbian or, they transgender or whatever. I'm disappointed in those choices. Don't misunderstand me, but I'm saying they still matter too, folks. Never forget that all lives matter. Brian Russ, thank you, my friend. All right, we'll let Brian fly. Thanks, Kurt. Back in a flash. Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one
thank
of the
you.
Can, two coming
Russ,
up. God save the Republic.